Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Tea Time the Podcast. And today's episode was originally first recorded live over on my Instagram. So if you're not following me there already, head on over to _ Cassia Marina and follow me there and just stay updated for whenever I decide to hop on Instagram live and just record a live solo podcast or even interview podcast. All right, so in this episode, we really dive into my initial thoughts. Now, keep in mind, when you're listening to this, you might disagree with some of what I had to say, but it was my initial thoughts. And not that, you know, I'm backtracking on any of those thoughts. I still stand by them. However, I also have new thoughts on it, which I may share with time. But for the most part, there are brand lessons to take away from it. So I hope that you gain some takeaways for your own brand and not so much just focus on what's happening on Instagram, but just overall how you approach your own brand and how customers perceive you, how they interact with you, because there definitely are some gems that you can take away just being on Instagram as a consumer. You can even see how you might even upset your customers sometimes when you aren't mindful of certain things. Now, another disclaimer that I want to mention is that I would have mentioned the fact that, you know, we still need visual aids, et cetera, and I still stand by that, because even though Instagram might not be removing the ability to do photo and they want you to do more video, keep in mind context that you can do more video, yes, but you still need to have those easy digestible visuals, and there is a way to do that. So over the next couple of weeks, over the next couple of months, I'll share some tips on how you can create different types of videos that are still very visual oriented. Because guess what? At the end of the day, even though Instagram is placing an emphasis on video, it's still very much visual. So you just have to get creative and figure out how to navigate that. But anyway, this is my little intro. So let's just dive into the live podcast recording that originally aired over on Instagram and all of how it, my first reactions, I would say. All right, so let's dive into it. Welcome to Tea Time, the podcast. I am Cassia Marina, fondly known as the Branding Queen, and I am a digital branding strategist and coach, helping businesses get online and thrive doing so. I am passionate about sharing my knowledge through content creation like this podcast, online trainings, and VIP intensive experiences. Think of this podcast as the place to get the latest advice, strategies, tips, news, and inspiration on building your brand online, using the tools available to us, but most importantly, through thought-provoking content to improve your mindset, to maximize on these tools, and to put context to day-to-day developments in the online world of business. With a little bit of tea dishing facts and sass, because I really want you to thrive. Now let's dive in into today's episode. First of all, I just want to say that Instagram is annoying AF. All right, I'm with you. I feel you. I hear you. I understand the pain, and I'm going to dive into it, and I'm going to share my thoughts and call out Instagram on a couple things that is not sitting right with me, right? So Instagram announced that changes are coming, right? Now, I put a screenshot here so you could see the announcement that was made, and I put the words above to make it easy for you all to read, right? So changes are coming to video on Instagram. At Instagram, we're always trying to build new features that help you get the most out of your experience. Right now, we're focused on four key areas. So those four key areas are creators, video, shopping, and messaging. And in this video, he went on to focus on the video aspect. And he made this statement that is sending everybody wild that Instagram is no longer a photo sharing app, which of course, that's where it came from. That's where it started, right? And I mean, everybody's going wild and rightfully so, because it's like, you know, just so you're gonna switch up on us just like that, you're just gonna just make these bold statements. Like, this is why we love Instagram. Like, we love all of the features actually, but lately they have seemed to be moving away from what their core vision and mission and all of that stuff is, and why we came to love Instagram, right? So my whole thing is, they said that they did research, but I want to know, who did they do this research by? Who did they ask? Because based on what I'm seeing everywhere, people are not happy. People are losing their minds. All right. So let me see if I can swap out this photo. Choose different asset. All right. So you can't see it, but this was just a sample of people going wild on that Twitter post, right? So the one that I can see here is like, one of the complaints is fix post reach. People have been saying they want chronological order to come back. Like, every chance, even on TikTok, where they give you details about, you know, what's happening on Instagram and what's changing, like, even social media people over on TikTok would give, you know, insights about Instagram. And I'm always seeing people complaining that they want back the chronological feed, right? People have not been happy for a very long time. Right. So they went on to say every third or fourth post is sponsored. That is correct. Even on stories, like, there is a formula to it. Every three stories, when you swipe, it's ads. All right. So this is just a sample of some of the comments that I found out was interesting, but it's kind of hard to read here. So I'm going to switch now and bring up my next slide. So they're saying that their new focus is entertainment. And here's my issue with that. Not everybody is an entertainer. So is this what we need to do now? Do we need to come on Instagram and shake our asses and point and do all of these things? Now, nothing is wrong with that per se, but just totally, like, probably moving away from the photo sharing aspect of it means that you're kind of forcing people to use the app in a particular way that you want them to do. And this is like one of the reasons why we probably liked the evolution of Instagram, because you kind of had the option to, like, lean in on the features that you really enjoy, the features that you really loved, right? So I don't understand why they feel that they need to just make this bold statement, and it sounds pretty anti-photo sharing. Like, why do you need to take that away, right? So they did not go too much into creators, video, and shopping, but it means you also have to, like, really lean in on video, right? So, and you want to be entertaining on video. And they said that they did the research that people want to be entertained. And last I checked, like, we don't only come on social media to be entertained. We do like to be informed. We do like to learn something. And yeah, sure, we could do Instagram lives like this. Sure, we can do a video and present. But at the end of the day, there's a reason why images exist. There's a reason why infographics exist. There's a reason why people love to share quote graphics. Like, yeah, you could teach something, and I learn a lot of things on TikTok, but what's annoying about it is that it's not very savable. Like, you could save a video, but it's not good for, like, quick, easy reference. It's why people make notes, because you can see your learning material quickly at a glance. That's why we need infographics. And it's very interesting to me that they would even say that people just want to be entertained mostly. But when I do a carousel post or I do an infographic post, it's one of the posts that gets the most saves or the most shares. Other things are honestly vanity likes. You know, like, what is shareable material? Shareable material is infographics. That's a picture. Shareable material is carousels, you know, these slides. Like, that's how people do presentations. It's pictures and you slide through. So I am really taken back by this idea that we could all just survive on video only. What I love about Instagram and what many people loved about it is that you have many options. You have stories, which is video based. You have Instagram, which is Instagram Live, video based. You have IGTV, video based. And then you have your picture aspect where you can create your infographics, you can create your carousel slides, and just have certain information in bite-sized pieces that you could just look at. Another thing is, this live could be 30 minutes long, it could be 45 minutes long, it could be an hour, but I can recap it really quickly in an infographic. I can recap it really quickly with some slides, which is very easy to screenshot and share and keep for future reference. So I don't understand how you could just invalidate the aspect that people still need visual aids. All right. And my next grouse is, okay, video, they're leaning in on video. Reels is their newest thing that they rolled out. I am not fond of the fact that they stole something again, but more than just stealing something, because, okay, they stole stories and it worked. Reels, I feel like it's a freaking circus, to be quite honest. I am kind of sick of it. I like TikTok, and this is one of the points that one of the commenters on the Twitter post said, like, we like TikTok because it's TikTok. We like Instagram because it's Instagram. So I feel like the culture on TikTok just does not fit Instagram. All of this pointing and dancing, and again, nothing is wrong with it. There's a time and place. You can use that on Instagram. But to try and just take it over completely and try to force another social media platform's culture over here, I just feel like it just doesn't fit, right? That's just how I think about it. I don't know about anybody else, but I'm not a huge fan of it. I go on TikTok for a reason, and I use TikTok for another reason, right? And here's my next grouse. You can't say that you are bringing all of these different new features and it's not available to everyone. I had to make a pause for that. I'm going to say that again. You cannot say you are going to bring new features that you are focusing on and it's not available for everyone. How the hell are we supposed to use it? Right, not we. But anywhere that just doesn't have the feature, like, you're putting people at a disadvantage. So let's not even talk about shopping. We already know shopping is not going to be for the Caribbean and many other places in the world. So basically what you're telling me is that Instagram is only for the USA and Canada. You know, like, this is just an app that's very exclusive to a particular region at this point. I don't know. I want them to answer these questions, you know? So let me just bring up my next slide. So let's just dive into what this means for you. Right? Okay. So what does this mean for you? This goes back to the fact that social media is rented land and these people just don't give a F, right? They just don't give a fuck about what you all want, really and truly. And honestly, I just feel like Instagram is so tone deaf because we're here, we're telling you that we like you. I like Instagram. This is my preferred platform. There's just a certain culture about it. I like using stories. Like, I like it, but I'm super frustrated by it because it honestly feels like the Olympics. I feel like I have to jump through all of these hoops. I have to perform all of these tricks in order to get a return on investment. And really and truly, what that is really coming back to is the fact that it's pay to play. It's pay to play. I feel like, actually, I heard this on Instagram, and the person made a really good point that social media, and it's probably not social media, but it's more Instagram and kind of social media on a whole, where they feel like social media is becoming like traditional media, where it's too salesy. And not really salesy is what they were saying. It's that everything you have to pay for, you're bombarded by ads everywhere you turn. Right? Social media was that organic place to escape to, and really it was like that place where you could go, and it was free for all. And while I understand it can't be a free for all forever, it really is becoming just like radio, like newspaper, that if you want to be seen, you have to spend top dollar. Right? You need to like hire an ad agency for you to like really make any sort of traction, because you don't know how to do this thing. You don't know how to place an ad, right? So you hire an ad agency, you let them handle all of the creative and the concept and the campaigning. Like, that is what is seems to be slowly happening and evolving, right? But anyway, social media is rented land. And my advice is keep your content. Like, yes, you're going to still like use social media, but please, 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 put your content on your website. And even if you don't have a website or you're working on it, the simplest thing that you could set up right after this live is to go and create a mailing list. Start creating a mailing list and start creating a lead magnet. Social media was always meant as a way to connect with new leads. What is the point of you getting all of these follows, but you don't have a database? You have nowhere to keep in touch with people, because God forbid the app goes down, your account gets deleted, or somebody deactivates their account, or they just decide, I'm not about social media. You have no real direct way. You don't have their contact information. So please, 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 let this be a sign to just kind of buck up where your overall digital plan is concerned, right? Make sure and stop sleeping on your website if you have one. Blog, people, please. If you post on Instagram, just copy that post and publish it on your blog. You can spruce this up later. You can expand on whatever you talked about later. And other things that might not seem like it's blog content, because it might be an inspirational quote or whatever, whatever. This is where your email marketing or your email list is where you would send out that type of content, right? My other thing is, this is what it's leading to, which is diversify. The fact of the matter is people are going to get tired, and they're going to eventually start moving away from Instagram, because if they continue to not listen to people, you're getting turned off. And other people have said it and complained, like, all y'all are doing is alienating people and pushing them in the other direction. All right? Hey, lawyer girl. No, it's not about the creator's announcement. Or maybe you mean the fact that they're leaning into video and it's no longer a photo sharing app. I'm really addressing generally Instagram's new direction, and I'm mostly focusing on how they said this is no longer a photo sharing app, right? So my other, yeah, so I was about to start, diversify your social media platforms. So you've always heard that, hey, don't spread yourself too thin, don't be on all of the platforms at once if you can't handle it. And that is true. So if Instagram is your primary place to, you know, connect with people, just add one to the list, right? It does not make sense to put all your... It's just a quick break in the show to share some comments from my Instagram post where people chimed in on this very same topic that you are listening to right now. So Kay Sambury said, quality content here, more video is so essential. Then Leah Blue D'Souza said, everything you said here, I mean, Instagram, you may get inspired by the competition, but you don't try to become it. Ozelle Martin Law, she said, woo, yes, it is the obsession with the competition for me. I still love the photo sharing feature. If Instagram transformed into a TikTok, I would definitely just use TikTok because their algorithm is way better. And then we also have Kalisha Mills. I was thinking the same thing, she said. No access to Reels here in the Caribbean. Why is Instagram risking people leaving the app to create their content? I use InShot. Most content creators share how much work goes into creating real-time content. I think in the evolution, they should make the process easier and more accessible worldwide. That would be domination. There were quite a few other comments as well, but those were just a few that I decided to pull out and share with you guys. Now let's get back into the show. Four eggs in one basket. When you now start your business, sure, you might start off with one social media, which a lot of people gravitate to Instagram. But whatever your primary app is, please always have a second one. Think of that second platform as your backup. Right. Yes. So yeah, I spoke about that. I spoke about the whole Reels thing. So I'm going to publish this on the podcast. I'm going to publish this as an IGTV video, probably for a couple days. And then it will be on the podcast forever and ever. So you could go and subscribe to Tea Time the Podcast. Just go to cassiamarina.me/podcast and subscribe. And you could catch the replay, or you could catch the replay tomorrow on IGTV, right? So yeah, I gave the tea on what I feel about Reels. Right, so anyway, diversify your social media platforms. Instagram alone cannot be your brand's strategy. All right, I feel like a lot of people get so comfortable on Instagram and everything is Instagram. And we seem to think that your content strategy on Instagram or your Instagram content strategy is all that you need, and that's all the marketing that you need. But a proper marketing strategy goes beyond and it goes deeper than social media. Right? I'm going to say that again. This is a quotable. Write it down. Your marketing strategy for your business must go deeper than social media / Instagram. Or should your marketing strategy, your brand strategy. You don't just build a brand on Instagram alone, right? So think about that. My next thing is, you're gonna have to get comfortable on video. For those of you who still shy away from video, who still don't post the stories showing your face, or just really showing something that's not a static image, is not gonna cut it, especially if you're trying to build a brand. And this has nothing to do with Instagram. This is just period across all platforms, right? People wanna see something that feels real. That is what we use stories for, to give that behind the scenes real feeling. So you're gonna have to show your face. Or if you don't show your face, you have to show your product. You have to show what you're doing. You have to show what's happening behind you. So if you feel a little bit insecure about showing your face, that's okay. Flip that camera around and show your surroundings and let your voice narrate what's happening. Because the next best thing to face is hearing someone's voice. So make use of that. You cannot hide. You just can't. And it's not just about these apps. It's about how you connect with people, right? This is where we talk about like your brand voice. Your brand voice is how you sound in terms of like your voice, but it's really the way you carry a message. That's your unique voice and people need to hear it, right? There are many, right? So that's what I'm saying here. There are many ways to approach video. So just dive into how can I, you know, show my face? I mean, how can I get on video without showing my face and get super creative? Trust me, like TikTok is a great place for inspiration. Sorry, I have to like reference TikTok here on Instagram, but you just see so many, because TikTok is primarily video based, you see so many different ways to use video. So I know that you all are complaining. I see you all complaining that you don't like video. But okay, for example, you are a VA. You can flip your camera, position it on a stand, and write tips on a notebook, and you narrate your tips. You can write. You can show, hey, these are my apps that I like to use. You don't have to show your face. You show the apps, right? You show your day. You show your coffee. You show many different things that allow people to connect with you. But remember, it should always be strategic to show people why they should work with you. Show them how efficient you are. Show them a testimonial from someone. And it could just be a bit of a voiceover. Or again, you can voice over and show people what you do. All right. So get familiar with apps like InShot for your phone so you can quickly and easily edit. Listen, I do this stuff in my spare time. Granted, I enjoy it and it's a way for me to express my creativity. But many times we're just laying on our bed scrolling. You could lay and edit. Once you capture the footage, you could edit anytime later on. Just make sure you capture the footage and understand the story that you're telling. So I already touched on the point that more and more social media is turning into traditional media. And I also feel like influencers are becoming the new models and they are giving attention to them. So when they say that they're focusing on creators and for creators to make money, like, oh my goodness, like you're alienating so many people in the world who can't access that money. I don't know. I just don't trust it. At least where the creators part, because I just feel like a lot of people have an unfair advantage. And it's kind of like where people on YouTube say like, okay, yeah, I have a huge YouTube account, but the bulk of my income doesn't come from YouTube. Like, it's great to have, it's nice to have, and definitely monetize your huge audience. But the real money is when you turn your channel and you offer some kind of business, like you build a business around it. If you notice, many of your favorite influencers have a business outside of the channel that they use, whether that's Instagram, YouTube, wherever they are influencers, they sell something else because you just can't rely on that. And at the end of the day, Instagram just cares about money. It's clear they keep showing it over and over and over again. A few years ago, I saw this YouTube video and it always stuck with me. And the guy was saying, stop giving your content to Zucks, right? Because everything you have to pay for, like you create all of this content and you have to pay for it to be seen. You have to pay for ads. Like you don't really get anything organic. Meanwhile, on your website with great SEO, you get rewards for that. Like you get so much return on investment when you have your content on your website. It's properly SEO optimized. Where else? They said, look at other platforms. They said, even publish your info on LinkedIn. And they called a few others, but they were like, just completely stop giving Facebook and Instagram, the whole Mark Zuckerberg empire, your content, because they don't give you anything. And I think they are trying to rectify that with the whole creators being able to buy badges and whatnot, which I'm glad that they're doing that. But I still feel like it's so not for everybody. You know, it's not for the small business owners. Like it's just for influencers. And another point someone made on the Twitter post is like, not everybody wants to be an influencer. And they feel like the app is just morphing into just ads and influencers. And hence why I say like, I can't help but agree that it's really starting to become like mainstream media where you really have to like pay to play. Well, you've already had to pay to play for a while. Now, I have to change slides again. So in closing, I want to give you all some other takeaways to leave with, right? And then I'll recap what I already discussed. What are the takeaways you could take from this whole Instagram thing and everybody being outraged? One, I feel like it's not going to change anytime soon. Like people are going to be outraged and Instagram is going to continue to not listen, right? But as a brand strategist and I'm observing, this is what happens when you're not focusing on being the best version of you. Instagram has become notorious for stealing other people's stuff, copying other people's stuff, and their heads are just turning and spinning, looking at what everybody else is doing instead of focusing on the people that's already on your platform and giving them what they want. They say they're giving people what they want, but if they did, people wouldn't be outraged. They'd be celebrating, right? So the lesson that you could take from this into your own brand is stop looking at others and focus on being the best version of you. Figure out what people like about you already and double down on that. The next thing is focus on your brand's user experience. Instagram keeps doing the most. They come up with a whole new feature like reels and shopping carts and all of these things, but all we've been asking for is to just be able to swipe up once you're a business account for the very least, right? Why we have to have 10K followers to be able to swipe up? Why we have to tell people click the link in the bio? Why can't people just click right in the caption? Like, just those simple little things would have made us just so excited and so happy. It's just really small tweaks that they need to do, and they just need to keep being more of themselves. Then my other takeaway is don't get so consumed in what the competition is doing, right? Don't get so consumed in what the competition is doing. Like, you need to have awareness so that you could always stay relevant, but staying relevant doesn't mean that you have to literally take that and bring it and just do the exact same thing. That's when you get too consumed in what the competition is doing. Like, this is unhealthy competition. Like, there's healthy competition and there's unhealthy competition. And small things go a long way, which is what I already mentioned. But this really just shows what happens when you don't stay true to your values, your vision, and your mission. Where did Instagram start off as? A photo sharing app. Okay, nice, you bring us stories. Okay, nice, you bring us long-form video in the form of IGTV. Great, that's some really nice additions. But to say now you're going to move away from where you started, which was being a photo sharing app. It really sounds like someone who has a clear identity crisis, where you have forgotten who you were at your core, you have forgotten what you stood for, and you sound like you have no vision for your business. You're just looking at what other people are doing and emulating that. So this is why it's important to have a vision, it's important to have a mission, and it's important to know what your values are as a business. People take these things for granted, but we're seeing it playing out here with how Instagram is just constantly seems to be tone deaf. Okay, you brought on the ability to have like four people at a time. Like, we like that. That was welcomed. But it's reaching a point where it's becoming too much, in my opinion. However, if you plan to stay on the app, you can, you know, catch the replay if you missed it. But I did share some tips on how you can still stay on the app and leverage it, because you can have success organically. Still, people do it. The point is that it's becoming very tiring and people are tired. But, you know, hey, if you want to still be here while you diversify your efforts elsewhere, then you want to put your content on your website, build your email list, repurpose your content from Instagram and other places like your website, your email list, other social media platforms, at least one. All right. Start playing around with TikTok. All right. I'm just looking at my notes to just remember all of what we went over. Diversify, which I mentioned. Instagram alone cannot be your brand's strategy. You need to go deeper than that. You know, everybody is signing up for all of the Instagram this and the Instagram blueprint and Instagram that. Instagram, Instagram, Instagram. That's fine if that is one of your social media platforms. But you need to go deeper than that and understand what your brand strategy is so that you are not solely reliant on just Instagram. Your brand strategy is not your Instagram content strategy. Your brand strategy is not just social media. All right? Have a plan, be strategic and intentional. We are continuously seeing that pay to play is in full effect. You've been hearing it for years. We've been seeing it for years. And you have to get comfortable on video and experiment with different types of video formats that does not necessarily require you to show your face all of the time. But I would encourage you that if you can challenge yourself and just try to get a bit comfortable with it, awesome. And if it really isn't something that feels right for you, then you can still get on video in other ways.